אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My name is Lily Benami and I'm the chairperson of Michal Sela Forum.
Lily, can you please tell us about yourself? You're the sister of Michal Sela. Michal Sela, just to remind our listeners, was stabbed to death in her Jerusalem home in October 2019. The husband was the killer, the murderer. The baby girl was there. Can you please tell us about it? What happened to Michal, to your sister?
That terrible night, Michal and I, we were together. We were having fun. She dropped me off at my home. She was happy. I was happy. And she went home, and 1 hour and a half later, she was stabbed to death by her husband, because today we know it's because she wanted to break up with him. She suffered. She was married to him for 1 year only, and during this time, she suffered from jealousy, obsessive jealousy by him, not physical violence. The fact that there was no physical violence before the murder, it was something that was very hard to understand at first. But as long as I kept learning about this femicide issue and domestic violence and murder of women, I learned that the researchers are saying that about half of the women that are being murdered by their husbands, there is no physical violence before the murder. But there are other signs. Because there are other signs, we can save lives. And this is why I established the NGO Michal Sela Forum, to prevent domestic violence with technology and innovation.
We're talking to Lily Benami. Lily Benami is the sister of Michal Sela that was murdered by her husband in Israel. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Lily, you're trying to help even Australia and other countries and other women around the world to protect themselves from domestic violence. You came with the idea that technology can actually help. Can you please tell us about the collaboration between Israel and Australia and the idea of technology?
6 months after my sister was murdered, when I established the Michal Sela Forum, our first event was on her birthday. Her 33rd birthday, we held a hackathon, a safe at-home hackathon with Microsoft and the government of Israel in the president of Israel home with him. We called the public, please think of ideas to save lives of women that suffer from domestic violence with technology. And we had 136 ideas that the engineers wrote, and it was really, really successful all over the media in Israel. They wrote about our hackathon. And in Australia, the Israeli embassy, Imana Masha, she contacted me, and she said, I heard what you've done in Israel, and I want to check bringing it to Australia. We also suffer from domestic violence and femicide, murder of women, and we would like to check it. We held a mutual event with Michelle Bloom from the Merkaz HaSachar Bilaterali.
It's the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce, and it was at the headquarters of Microsoft Australia with the CEO of Microsoft. It was an incredible meeting. I attended that forum. You spoke to the Australian participants. Can you give us an example of technology that can assist women in danger?
Yes. In this event, we presented a few technologies. One of them is a Wonder Jewel of Nitzan Kishbalan. It's a jewelry that Nitzan is printing it with a 3D dimension printer. So each jewelry is different than another with color or shape. And inside the jewelry, there is technology that also has a stress button that you can call for help, and also can identify if you are feeling stressed with your pulse or other things. She's still developing it. She's looking for investors now. She also says it's also fashionable, and it also makes you feel safe.
This is amazing, because it's women in danger, not just for domestic violence. I mean, even if you come home late at night by yourself and you know that you've got the security button that you can alert somebody to come to your help. I mean, Michal was murdered by her husband and she didn't have this tool to get somebody to help her.
Yes, after Michal was murdered, I have a software engineering diploma, and also my husband is an engineer in high-tech industry, and I wrote 16 ideas of technology technological apps that would save my sister. I'll tell you on one of them that is being developed. You know, Hello Siri, so you can use the same technology in your phone. It can sit on an app that everybody uses, like Waze, and if it's identifying that the owner of the phone is screaming or using a code word like help, or there are furniture that are breaking, the technology can identify the distress signal, and then it calls two safety people that you chose in advance, like your sister and your best friend, and it calls them, and it sends them your location, and it operates the microphone of the woman that is in distress, and they can hear what she hears. The phone can do it by itself without touching.
This is amazing. We're talking to Lily Ben-Ami. Lily Ben-Ami established the Michal Sela Forum after her sister was murdered by her husband. It was a terrible case of domestic violence in Israel. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Tell us about the Michal Sela Forum, please.
Our NGO, we are looking for solutions. We are talking about thinking outside of the box. Let's find progress solutions, new solutions, entrepreneurship that they do prevention, that you can forecast an event like you have in terror, or like you have in the merchandise industry, all the commercials. They know for many years to predict what the human behavior. So I say, let's take this knowledge. Israel sees itself as a startup nation. Israel sees itself as a homeland security leader. We have here, we know here to identify a suicide bomber before he's operating his bomb. So if we have technology and the greatest minds to prevent something terrible from happening, so we can take this knowledge to save lives of women that are in danger in their own home. The knowledge is there. And also, I found out, I sat with experts for domestic violence, and I learned that there are patterns always. Even if there is no physical violence at home, there are patterns that you can identify to know that you and your children might be at risk. If you use it to save lives, it's not only moral and right and prevent so much suffer, like my family is suffering. And we are having a research in the Michal Sela Forum that to check how much a victim costs to the country, because we want to convince our government to put money on prevention. Domestic violence actually is the only field that there is no prevention, and it's a life danger. So we are saying, let's do the same thing for domestic violence, and we are developing not only technological solutions, but we are also developing non-technological solutions, and I will tell you on one of them, Michal Sela Dogs. We are taking dogs that they are, we train them and we give them to a woman that she's in shelter because she might be, the government put her and her children in a shelter because she's at risk. She's divorced. She must be divorced. She cannot live with a person that is threatening her life. And she gets for free from us a dog, and they go through a training together, and he protects her. And I'm very thrilled to tell you that yesterday I was in the home of one of those women, and we gave her the dog for life, for free. She gets it from our NGO, and now she can do jogging. She left the shelter with her children. She went back home. We do it with professionals from the welfare service in Israel. She gets for free a dog that can protect her 24/7, and she can go to sleep. You should understand that the women that feel threatened for being murdered by her husband, and this is why they put her in a shelter, she can't sleep.
I think it's quite remarkable that Imana Masha from the Israeli embassy in Canberra, and also the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce, the AICC New South Wales, together with Microsoft Australia, are trying to bring all these innovations and technology to help domestic violence victims in Australia as well. Lily Ben-Ami, thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.